Commentator Liam Callanan wants to get to the bottom of a different, but perhaps just as sinister, mystery that's playing out in his quiet suburban park.
They're in my backyard. Spies. You may think I'm overreacting, but consider. My backyard dips down into a park in Fairfax County, Virginia, a county that's been a dateline for spy stories this year, thanks to FBI veteran Robert Hansen. He recently pled guilty to selling his country's secrets in a park in Fairfax County. Now, my park is very small, and it's not the park where Hansen was arrested, but it is a park with trees and a trail. And since news reports say that more than one area park was used for subterfuge, I have to wonder, is my park a rendezvous point for some yet undiscovered spy? I decided to go to the authorities to find out. The Fairfax County Park Authority, in fact. I called and asked just what it was about our parks that spies found so attractive. The woman who picked up the phone answered my question with silence, and then, after a measured beat, she said, "Spies? What are you talking about?" Apparently, the conspiracy was even bigger than the media was reporting. It's so big, in fact, that some enterprising people in Northern Virginia are now offering guided spy tours to the area. For $45, you can be led around by a retired Air Force intelligence officer who points out Hansen's favorite outdoor drop spots. But our parks don't seem to have much to recommend them to the cloak and dagger set. For one thing, the county keeps them extremely tidy, which is probably why Hansen was first caught stashing a garbage bag of documents under a park footbridge. What was he thinking? Dump a hefty bag in the park? This is the suburbs. The only people who wander our parks with bulging trash bags are scouts on cleanup day. And then I realize, the suburbs. It seems the previous generation of spy spots around the nation's capital were mostly downtown, dark restaurants, secret apartments, lonely parking garages. Now the Cold War is over, and it seems the spies have followed their soccer mom spouses out to the suburbs. But no self-respecting spy is going to trade secrets in a suburban restaurant. You don't sell out your country in a Wendy's, discussing payment in diamonds while eating fries you got free with a coupon. No. You go to a park, where the sign says you can't bring in alcohol or unleash dogs, but says nothing about classified documents. So I went into my park, just to see what I could find. The stand of bamboo clacked and hissed like 100 snakes when I passed. And then, there at the other end of the trail, perched on top of a park sign, I spied a single blue mitten. It stood upright, a gesture that yesterday would have looked like a welcoming wave, but today looked like a signal, half of a secret handshake. I didn't shake. I left, disappointed and wary. I'd gone to the park looking for spies. I didn't see any. All the more evidence that they were there.
Liam Callanan is a freelance writer and writing teacher who lives in Alexandria, Virginia.